Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, and the North Carolina Symphony. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Pinecone and the North Carolina Museum of History present Nixon, Blevins, and Gage, Pickin' on Christmas. Daniels Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of History, 5 East Edenton Street, Raleigh. Sunday, December 12th, 3 to 4 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. Canned food donations will be accepted for the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. For information, you can go to www.pinecone.org. Nixon, Blevins, and Gage are an acoustic trio loosely based in bluegrass. Their music combines folk, traditional, religious, and country music with selections ranging from modern songs adapted to their style to true-to-form preservations of older songs. They entertain with the finger-picking early country music popularized by Doc Watson and Merle Travis. They are some of the best pioneers to emerge from the acoustic trio tradition as originated by Doc Watson and continued by such groups as the Cougar Brothers and Blue Country. They have released 4 CDs, including the popular Pickin' on Christmas, which was heralded in the News and Observer with an apt description of their music. Quote, the juxtaposition of Nixon's finger-style playing with guitarist David Blevins' flat picking results in an acoustic ambiance reminiscent of Doc Watson, Mississippi John Hurt, and the late Etta Baker. Unquote. Their CDs have been critically acclaimed in Bluegrass Unlimited magazine and have received national airplay. On Sunday, December 12th, they'll share some holiday tunes and a free concert at the North Carolina Museum of History. Canned food donations will be accepted for the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. The Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina is a nonprofit organization that has provided food for people at risk of hunger in 34 counties in Central and Eastern North Carolina for 30 years. Holiday food drives are a vital part of the Food Bank's year-end efforts, and you can help. Pinecone and the museum are requesting that concert attendees please bring at least 2 cans of food to the Nixon, Blevins, and Gage concert, and help bring some holiday cheer to members of your community this season. The band is Stephen Gage on bass, David Blevins on guitar, and Pinecone Bluegrass Radio Show host Larry Nixon on guitar. Nixon is from Elkin, North Carolina, in the heart of mountain and traditional music country. He has presented seminars at the North Carolina Thumb and Fingerstyle Guitar Convention in Statesville, North Carolina. Larry attended North Carolina State University and is a consulting engineer in Raleigh. Nixon was one of Pinecone's original band directors, and he is still one of the hosts of the Pinecone Bluegrass Radio Show, which is broadcast from Raleigh on WQDR 94.7 FM from 6 to 9 p.m. every Sunday. Blevins is from Winston-Salem, and his cross-picking and flat-picking provide the smooth background and counterpoint to finger-picking that is a vital component of this style of music. Blevins graduated from Elon College and later attended North Carolina State. He is a consulting engineer in Raleigh. Gage is from Columbus, Ohio, ended up in North Carolina because of family trips to the beach that carried him through the state. He provides the rock-steady bass that anchors the rhythm for this type of music. Gage graduated from Duke and is a psychotherapist in Raleigh. The concert is free and open to the public, and program notes will be provided. Large print program notes will also be available. And don't forget to bring some canned food for the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. Get in the giving spirit. Here's the Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There's no charge beyond regular admission for this service. For further information on any of the events I'm going to speak about, you can contact Arts Access at 919-833-9919. Saturday, December 4th, 2 p.m., Burn the Floor, sponsored by Broadway Series South at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at the Progress Energy Center, featuring Mark Ballas from Dancing with the Stars. Mark Ballas of TV's Dancing with the Stars will join the touring company of Burn the Floor for a limited engagement beginning November 30th, which began already, November 30th in Raleigh, North Carolina. Ballas will perform with dance partner Giselle Peacock. The international dance sensation Burn the Floor visits the Progress Energy Center direct from its record-breaking run on Broadway. You've seen ballroom dance on shows like Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance. Now, with Burn the Floor, you feel live on stage all the passion, the drama, and the sizzling excitement of 20 gorgeous champion dancers in a true theatrical experience, a performance with a grace and athleticism that the New York Times calls dazzling. From Harlem's hot nights at the Savoy, where dances such as the Lindy Foxtrot and the Charleston were born, to the Latin Quarter, where the cha-cha, rumba, and salsa steamed up the stage. Burn the Floor takes audiences on a journey through the passionate drama of dance, the elegance of the Viennese waltz, the exuberance of the jive, the intensity of the Paso Doble. Audiences will experience them all, as well as the tango, samba, mambo, quick step, and swing. Burn the Floor, it's ballroom reinvented. The featured dances in the show will include the waltz, cha-cha, samba, salsa, rumba, foxtrot, quickstep, mambo, tango, swing, jive, lindy hop, Viennese waltz, and the Paso Doble. Tickets are $30 to $70. You can call 919-831-6060 for information. Sunday, December 5th, 2 p.m., it's Crowns by Regina Taylor, sponsored by Burning Coal, at the Mimondi Theater at Murphy School. Some free tickets for users of AD are available by calling Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Burning Coal, revival of this floor-jarring gospel musical about a young woman from the big city sent to live with her grandmother in rural North Carolina. Directed by Rebecca Holderness, this play will be presented as a co-production with Sanford's Temple Theater. Estimated runtime is 2 hours. Sunday, December 5th, 3 p.m., Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, sponsored by the Cary Players at Cary Town Council Chambers, 316 North Academy Street in Cary. Some free tickets are also available for users of AD by calling Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Presented as a 1940-style radio drama, this heartwarming play is the perfect holiday outing for the entire family. Enjoy an evening of drama, radio jingles, and holiday music. The magic includes Foley artists creating live sound effects on stage while actors in period costumes retell this inspirational story. Thursday, December 9th, 7 p.m., A Christmas Carol, Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts Memorial Auditorium in downtown Raleigh. Theater in the Park's original musical comedy adaptation of A Christmas Carol based on the book by Charles Dickens and adapted for the stage by Ira David Wood III. It first premiered in 1974. It has been performed each year since and has become the theater's major fundraising. Approximately 30,000 people attend the local production run in Durham and Raleigh, North Carolina. Ticket prices are $24 to $79, and to order them, call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000. Saturday, December 11th, 8 p.m., it's Young Frankenstein, the Durham Performing Arts Center. The classic Mel Brooks movie is alive, and it's headed here. You'll have a monstrously good time at this spectacular new production, winner of the 2008 Outer Critics Circle Award and the Broadway.com Audience Award for Best Musical. Don't miss the sensational cast delivering all your favorite moments from the classic film, plus brand new show-stopping numbers for the stage, including Transylvania Mania, He Was My Boyfriend, and Puttin' on the Ritz. The wickedly inspired reimagining of the Frankenstein legend follows bright young Dr. Frankenstein, that's Frankenstein, as he attempts to create a monster, but not without scary and hilarious complications. The brains behind the laughter is mad genius and three-time Tony winner Mel Brooks himself, who wrote the music and lyrics and co-wrote the book, along with his record-breaking team from the producers, five-time Tony-winning director and choreographer Susan Stroman, and three-time Tony-winning writer Thomas Meehan. The show length is 2.5 hours and includes 20-minute intermission. This program is not recommended for children under the age of 8. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age. Children under 5 will not be admitted to the theater. Ticket prices are $25 to $65. For ticket information, call 919-680-2787. Tuesday, December 14th, 7:30, Shipwrecked, The Amazing Adventures of Louis de Rougemont as told by himself by Donald Margulies. Playmakers, Paul Green Theater, Chapel Hill. Come one, come all. This holiday season, see amazing escapades spring to life in a family-friendly frolic by a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright. Hear the incredible true story of an intrepid explorer whose tales of adventure left Victorian England breathless until he fell from grace. Follow our swashbuckling storyteller and his faithful dog, Bruno, on a fantastical romp to exotic locales with extraordinary creatures. Fans of the intergalactic travels of the Little Prince won't want to miss this new journey of the imagination. Good old-fashioned yarn spinning, says the New York Times. Even the most sophisticated theater-goer will be astonished and charmed, Curtain Up reports. Box office hours are 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and for ticket information, call 919-962-7529. Let's move now to the UNC Chapel Hill schedule. December 3rd, Carolina Choir and UNC Chamber Singers, Peace on Earth, music of Mendelssohn, Palestrina, and Schoenberg. 8 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. December 5th, MICO at UNC, Fall Chamber Music Recital, 6 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. December 5th, UNC Baroque Ensemble and Viol Concert, 7:30 p.m., Person Recital Hall. December 7th, UNC Wind Ensemble and UNC Symphony Band, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall. $10 general admission, $5 for UNC students, faculty, staff, and seniors. For information and tickets for this event, call 919-843-3333. December 9th, Music on the Hill, UNC Symphony Orchestra, Brahms Symphony No. 2, Samuel Barber's Piano Concerto, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall. Commemorating the 100th anniversary of his birth, Molly Morkowski, UNC 94 soloist. $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. And again, for information and tickets for this event, call 919-843-3333. December 10th, North Carolina Jazz Repertory Orchestra, Singing and Swinging for the Holidays, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall. Same number again for tickets and information, 919-843-3333. And finally, it's MICO at UNC Orchestra Concert, 4 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. For further information and any general information, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Well, let's see what's happening with Duke performances. VJ Iyer Trio, Friday, December 3rd, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Ticket prices are $34 and $26. Duke students, $5. A boundless and deeply important young star, LA Weekly says. Iyer sits at the head of a new table of jazz titans, calling on a grab bag of sources, foreign and domestic, pop and jazz, to forge a bold new sound that's American to its core, with a liquid urgency that consistently staggers the imagination, All Music Guide reports. His audacious compositions and nervy piano line have already placed him in the pantheon of modern greats, redefining the nature of modern jazz pianism, says the Chicago Tribune. The trio is V.J. Iyer on piano, Stephen Crump bass, Marcus Gilmore on drums. Acclaimed for historicity, the most recent release by the V.J. Iyer Trio was number one jazz pop album of the year, New York Times, number one jazz album of the year, NPR, number one jazz album of the year, L.A. Times, number one innovative jazz release of 2009, Chicago Tribune, number one best jazz of 2009, PopMatters.com, and number two jazz album of the year, Jazz Times. Bonnie Prince Billy and the Cairo Gang, with the opener, The Babblers, Saturday, December 4th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $38 and $32, Duke students $5. In a high mountain warble that can be described only as miraculous, says the New York Times, Bonnie Prince Billy Will Oldham sings austerely beautiful songs about abandoned meadows and carnal love, charging loss with fragile transcendence. Stalked by ghosts, Oldham's upended Americana is as powerful as his capacity for self-invention. In his newest guise as the Bonnie Prince, the shape-shifting Kentucky native continues paradoxically to expose genuine aspects of himself. Backed by longtime collaborator Emmett Kelly, the Cairo Gang, his poetic confessionals will heat Reynolds with quiet fire, says Pitchfork. NPR says Oldham eschews traditional genre labels, but his deeply emotional, sometimes primitive acoustic songs resonate with a rare beauty and literary vision. Pit seating will be available for this performance. Please check with the box office for availability. Opus 1, Saturday, December 11th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $30, Duke students $5. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. A chamber music supergroup, Opus One, brings together four of the most renowned musicians of our time, veterans of ensembles like Tashi, the Beaux-Arts Trio, and the Orion and Guarneri String Quartets. At Opus One, these advocates of contemporary American music create work that's passionate, lushly textured, and impeccably balanced, reports the New York Times. Here, Brahms and Beethoven surround a new work by the radiantly visionary Lowell Lieberman, says Time magazine. The Brahms Opus 60 is considered by many to be the most intense piano quartets ever written. The program is Beethoven's Piano Quartet in E-flat major, Opus 16, Lowell Lieberman's Quartet for Piano and Strings, Opus 114, and Brahms Quartet No. 3 in C minor, Opus 60, Werther. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Turning to Duke events, Duke Chapel Choir presents Handel's Messiah, Rodney Wincope conducting, Friday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, December 4th at 2 p.m., Sunday, December 5th at 3 p.m., Duke Chapel, general admission seating. Tickets are $15 for adults and $5 for non-Duke students and youths age 12 to 17 only. Free for the first 200 Duke students, $5 thereafter. Children under age 12 will not be admitted. For a family-friendly holiday event in Duke Chapel, see Duke Chorale Christmas Concert. The concert is 3 hours long with a 15-minute intermission. Late seating restrictions will be in place, so please arrive early for Handel's Messiah. For information, call 919-684-3898. Duke Medicine Orchestra Debut Concert, Sunday, December 5th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. This event is free and open to the public. Kick off the holiday season by attending a concert that features your colleagues and friends. Members of the newly formed orchestra come from 25 departments across the Duke medical community. The debut concert, conducted by Verena Mosenbichler-Bryant, DMA, features works by Beethoven, Bryant, Dvorak, and Tchaikovsky. Duke Chorale Christmas Concert. Tuesday, December 7th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Duke Chapel. The admission, one non-perishable food item. The concert features seasonal selections by the Duke Chorale as well as traditional carols for the entire audience to sing and stories and special treats for the children. This family holiday event is a long-standing tradition for many area residents. The concert begins at 7 p.m., but come early for organ and carol on holiday music beginning at 6:30 p.m. Admission to the event is a non-perishable food item for needy families in Durham. In past years, over 2,000 pounds of food has been collected and donated to the Food Bank of North Carolina and the Durham Community Kitchen. The Duke Chorale is conducted by Rodney Wincoat. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Duke Symphony Orchestra Concert with Jung Oh, soprano, and Eric Pritchard, violinist. Wednesday, December 8th, 8 to 10 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. Samuel Barber, 1910 to 1981, A Centennial Celebration Program, First Essay for Orchestra. Knoxville, Summer of 1915, Violin Concerto, Opus 14, Di Natale, Chorale Preludes for Christmas. The Duke Symphony Orchestra is directed by Harry Davidson. Again, for contact information, you can call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Duke University String School, Saturday, December 11th, 3 to 4 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Cost is free. Beginner ensembles directed by Stephanie Swisher and Intermediate One directed by Shelley Livingston. Then from 4 to 5 p.m., still in the Baldwin Auditorium, no cost for admission. It's chamber music groups, followed finally from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., Intermediate 2, directed by Shelley Livingston, and the DUSS Youth Symphony Orchestra, directed by Dorothy Kitchen. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson, 919-660-3333. Duke Collegium Musicum, A New World Holiday. Sunday, December 11th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201 Nelson Music Room. The admission is free. An early music concert featuring works by Franco, Morales, Bourbeau, Fernandez, and Schwielink. The Duke Collegium Musicum is directed by Karen Cook. For information, again, it's Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Saint-Saëns, Christmas Oratorio and French Carols, Saturday, December 11th, 8 to 10 p.m., and Sunday, December 12th, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Duke Chapel. The speaker presenter is the Choral Society of Durham. Christmas Concert with Strings and Harp, Rodney Wincoop conducting. Celebrate the holiday season in atmospheric Duke Chapel, where the Choral Society of Durham will present their first ever performance of the Christmas Oratorio, Oratorio de Noël, by Camille Saint-Saëns. One of the composer's early works, it is consciously modeled on the Christmas Oratorio of J.S. Bach, though neoclassical in style. The closing hymn of praise, Tolite Hostias, is beloved of church choirs worldwide. Complementing the oratorio, we present a selection of traditional French carols and arrangements by Rutter, Wilcox, Shaw, and others. Tickets are $20 for adults, free for Duke and non-Duke students. Live at the Lampstead, Thursday, December 16th, 12:20 p.m. to 1:20 p.m., Westbrook 0014. Taking its cue from Matthew 5:15, no one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. This once-per-month lunch event is designed to showcase the wealth of gifts and talents of the entire Divinity School community. Live offerings by faculty, staff, and students include vocal and instrumental pieces, original poetry, and short story readings, dance, comedy, paintings, skits, etc. Lampstand is a very popular and inspiring event that helps strengthen relationships and spread joy and appreciation among all members of the community. For information, contact Sherry Benjamin at 919-660-3558. For any events, tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444 Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Let's turn now to the North Carolina Symphony. Composer Portraits, Mozart Amadeus, 2010-2011 Duke Medicine Classical Series, Raleigh. Friday, December 3rd, 8 p.m., Saturday, December 4th, 8 p.m., Sunday, December 5th, 3 p.m., Mamani Concert Hall, Raleigh. Playmakers Repertory Theater. Sir Peter Schaeffer's beloved play Amadeus is the basis for a spellbinding new hybrid of music and theater. Actors Ray Dooley and Michael Urie, Ugly Betty, star in the first ever collaboration between the North Carolina Symphony and Playmakers Repertory Company, bringing music, most famous prodigy to life on the concert hall stage. Don't miss this exciting collaboration of two of the Triangle's premier performing art organizations. Ticket prices are $30 to $60. Holiday Pops, statewide Holiday Pops, Tuesday, December 7th, 7:30 p.m., Hayworth Fine Arts Center, High Point, Jeffrey Pollock, conductor. Join your North Carolina Symphony for a performance sure to put you in a festive mood. Guest conductor Jeffrey Pollock provides the cheer with joyous music including Adeste Fidelis, Sheep May Safely Graze, and a Christmas Overture. Then sing along to many of your heartwarming holiday favorites. Tickets for this event can be purchased by calling the High Point University box office at 336-841-4673. And then the show continues Wednesday, December 8th, 7:30 p.m., Hell's Center, Chowan University, Murfreesboro. Ticket price is $25. December 9th, 7:30 p.m., College of Albemarle Auditorium, Elizabeth City. Tickets for this event can be purchased by calling the College of the Albemarle at 252-335-0821, extension 2345. The show continues Friday, December 10th, 7:30 p.m., the Center at Halifax Community College in Weldon. Ticket prices $10 to $35. Tuesday, December 14th, 7:30 p.m., New Bern Riverfront Convention Center, New Bern. William Henry Curry is the conductor. Ticket prices $30. Wednesday, December 15th, 8 p.m., Cahine Auditorium, Tarboro. For ticket information, call 252-823-5166. And the final performance is Thursday, December 16th, 8 p.m., Keenan Auditorium, UNC, Wilmington. Ticket prices are $35 to $50 for adults, $10 for students. For tickets and more information, visit the North Carolina Symphony at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. And finally, it's families ringing the holiday season with a little help from the North Carolina Symphony. Deck the Hall, Holiday Pops for Kids in Chapel Hill, December 11th. As a special treat for its youngest fans, the North Carolina Symphony presents a one-hour joyride of live music this holiday season. Deck the Hall, Holiday Pop for Kids, Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on December 11th at 2 p.m. Regular ticket prices are $20. For information, you can contact www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.